this is definitely a Redskins town. You definitely get that sense. It's kind of a melting pot of sorts here. We're staying in obviously downtown in the district, so you got people from all over the country that have different fan bases. But you definitely see the Redskins. The more and more we walk around town, you know who's boss here.
Seahawks going to get any respect back there, Mike?
I don't think so. You know, seeing as we kind of live in almost Alaska, nobody really cares. I mean, it's just that East Coast bias. I mean, you have two great quarterbacks, rookies that are going to play in this game, and everybody seems to talk more about Robert Griffin III, maybe because Russell Wilson blossomed later in the season. But these guys, in some regards, in what they do, are very similar, and especially statistically and how they come into the game and the threats they pose to opposing defenses because they can both run and throw the ball. You know, any respect is earned, right? So I think the Seahawks will have to do that on the road here. I think one difference with everything is CenturyLink Field has earned respect. I think people know they can go in there and not do very well. Here, the Redskins are 5-3 at home. They're beatable in Washington, D.C. or in Landover, Maryland. So the Seahawks defense is going to come to play. And, you know, there was also a little tiff. I was reading about it today, is that D'Angelo Hall, he's kind of an odd cat. He's a safety for the Redskins. But last year there was a little bit of a mix-up when the Redskins came to Seattle. They beat the Seahawks actually last year at CenturyLink. And D'Angelo Hall, Michael Robinson, some of the players were getting into it because some of the Redskins were stomping on the Seahawks logo. So when it comes back to respect, I don't think the Redskins respect the Seahawks at all.
I know you're going to be waiting for the team plane to arrive. What's the Seahawks itinerary today? Do you know?
They only Seattle at about 3:30. So that's about a 4.5-hour flight or so. And these guys, what's amazing about when they fly is they have it down to the minute as far as when they will hit the ground. Everything is so, you know, perfect as far as their travel. They land, they hit the buses, the charters, boom, right to the hotel. So they should get to their team hotel. They're staying in downtown D.C. between 11 and 12 tonight, Eastern time.